In coaches forum, what we try to do is we try to, I think, first of all, one of the most important things we do is bring a bunch of high school football coaches together in the area. These guys belong to a special fraternity, so I think when you give them an opportunity to just spend time together, I think that's positive, and it's good for them, and they appreciate that. And today we're covering a wide range of topics. We're covering things about why you play football, what the purpose of high school football is. So you kind of try to hit all these different things that a high school football coach deals with, and hopefully he can walk away with some tools or some tactics or strategies that'll help him in his job as a high school football coach.
This was a experimental program, and we picked three teams, the Miami Dolphins, the Cleveland Browns, and the third one will be with the New Orleans Saints. And I think it's real important with the way things are today that all we do is emphasize the danger, but they lose sight of all of the good things that football does for a community.
I think if you look at the last few years, high school football has become a much more difficult job to do. I think that where football's at is in our society is too many people, maybe it's administrators, teachers, parents, are looking at it as just a sport. And they've lost sight of the true value and true meaning of football and why we play high school football, why it's important.
We brought in somebody from officiating. We brought back Matt Burke, a Walter Payton winner, 15 years in the NFL. So we validated it with people that have a background. Garth DeFelici, who is a regional director of officiating. And in return, we don't want anything from these guys other than to just go ahead and send us their players so that we can work with them as well.
I think the end goal is, one, is to encourage these guys. High school football coaches are a special, special bunch. They're extremely passionate. What they do, they don't do it for the money. They're purpose-driven people. And it's hard. It's hard for them. They fight a lot of battles. They have to do a lot of things that they don't. None of them are going to tell you they have enough funding or enough support, but they do it anyway. So we want to encourage them and let them know that I think that just as not just the NFL, but we just appreciate what they're doing. Appreciate what they're doing for our youth and for our culture. And then secondly, you know, hopefully they can walk away with some things that'll help them perform their jobs better, whether it be a offense or defense or special team schemes or whatever that is. But you get a bunch of football people together and give them time together, and normally good things happen. There's a lot of wisdom in the room when you get a bunch of coaches together.